On the show today, we have Pixel Spoke's very own Carola Taylor and Hope Credit Union's very own Mary Bruce Alford talking about the Credit Union's transformational deposit account and how Pixel Spoke is involved as well and how this program is literally changing lives as we speak. So check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And boy, do we have an episode for you today. It's we have right next to me, we have Carola Taylor from Pixel Spoke. Carola, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you for asking. And then right below us, we have Mary Bruce Alford from Hope Credit Union in all capital letters. Mary Bruce, H-O-P-E, Hope, like that. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thanks for having us on today.
You're welcome. Yeah, I got a really interesting topic here. It's all about your credit union's transformational deposit account. And I came across this actually as it was a Pixel Spoke email, and I started reading the story and it just got more and more intriguing and compelling. So I had to have you guys on to talk about it. So Mary Bruce, I'm going to start with you. So what is this transformational deposit program and why is it transformational? What's going on here?
Yeah, well, so again, thanks so much for having us on. Really excited to talk about our transformational deposits in partnership with Pixel Spoke. Before we begin, I thought I would share just a bit about Hope Credit Union's members, sure. Communities that we serve. So we are a Black and women-owned credit union, and we have 77% of our members are African-American, and nearly 60% of our members are women. Mm-hmm. We serve inner cities in the Deep South and rural communities in the Mississippi Delta. Almost half of our membership were unbanked or underbanked prior to joining Hope.
Oh, wow.
9 out of 10 Hope branches are in high poverty communities. And then Hope's transformational deposit is the tool that we use to import resources and capital to meet the needs of the communities we serve. Mm-hmm. A low cost deposit with an interest rate of just 10 basis points. And we market it to any individual foundation, nonprofit, corporation who's looking to for a place for idle cash. And so when they put it into the credit union, it's available, you know, should they need it, but it's also working in the community to make a difference.
Yeah. Wow. And I don't want to go too far off on a tangent here, Mary Bruce, but how do you guys attract this, your membership? Because attracting the underbanked or the unbanked is a challenge out there for any credit union or any financial institution for that matter. So how do you all attract this, your membership?
Yeah. Well, you know, I would say first and foremost, we are, you know, as I kind of alluded to, we are located directly in the communities where we're trying to serve.
Okay.
And, so where many institutions, financial institutions during the recession were kind of exiting some of the areas where we are. Hope was very intentional of going into those communities and locating a branch there. Also, our staff, they live and work in these communities, okay. Go to church with our members. And then I think thirdly, we're just very intentional about the partnerships that we have.
That was the word I was thinking about, intentional for sure. So let's get back to this deposit program that you guys have created. And I want to know why is it transformational? What makes it transformational? And then Carola, I'm going to get to you for sure. So, cause I want to get Pixel Spoke's relationship in this as well. So Mary Bruce, what makes it transformational?
So where the communities that we serve, the wealth is simply not present to meet the needs of local people. So when you look at the communities where we're located, one example is Itabena, Mississippi, where the population is about 2,000 people, and the deposit potential for the entire community is less than $1.5 million. So the deposit availability is not there to meet the demand for for loans, and even if we had every dollar on deposit in our Itabina branch. And when you look across Hope's footprint, this challenge is compounded. And so we must import capital to meet the demands, the demand for loans. So that's why it's transformational. It is truly importing capital where it's needed.
Okay, I got you. All right, Carola, let's get to Pixel Spokes part in this program. What brought you guys into this?
Yeah, well, we really just stumbled across the program. We were working on an article for CU Insight about product innovation, and came up in a Google search and just thought it was really interesting. Thought it was a wonderful example of credit union innovation. You know, we always say we're a digital marketing agency. We like technology, but we always say that innovation doesn't have to mean fintech. I feel like in the financial services industry, it's often associated with fintech, but there are many other ways to be innovative. And we just thought it was a no-brainer to participate. I mean, really, participation meant opening a money market account. That's how we're participating. in it. And we're, as you mentioned, we wrote about it in one of our recent email newsletters, and we're just so excited. We're sharing the news. We're hoping that other businesses in our network will also consider participating.
Well, and based on what I read as well, it sounds like there's kind of a two-pronged approach here, one from the credit union angle and then from, and then another part for the members through like DEI work. Can you address that real quick?
Yeah, well, like many companies, we've been doing a lot more work, especially over the past year in the area of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And we're really looking for a way to vote with our dollars there when it comes to, you know, supporting underserved communities.
Right.
Again, it was just a no-brainer because it was an opportunity for us to vote with our dollars. We were actually, from a business standpoint, we were looking for a way to diversify our investments anyway. So it made good business sense. You know, we've also been hearing from a lot of we work with many credit unions. We primarily redesign websites for credit unions. So we've been hearing a lot from our clients about a huge influx of deposits that they've been experiencing over the past year to 15 months, and really how that's driving down their net worth. So we bank with a number of local credit unions, but we realized that keeping our deposits there wasn't necessarily helping them. So to find a program to partner with a credit union that's actively seeking deposits and then who's able to leverage them to support a historically underserved population. It seemed like a win-win for everyone involved.
Well, and having said that, Mary Bruce, it sounds like you guys are kind of bucking the trend here and actively pursuing deposits where everybody else is like, okay, enough already. Let's get some loans out there. So, and I'm reading here some of my notes here. The program aims to import $100 million in deposits. Is that the goal? And how, so tell me a little bit about that, the goal here.
Yes. So Hope, we are actively pursuing growth in all ways and to support increased lending and so this is benefiting our members because it's providing critical
Yeah,
100 million actually by the end of this year and 150 million by the end of 2022.
Okay, gotcha.
Is our goal.
Okay. And so how do you see this program benefiting your members so far? Because I think you were going to try to answer that one as well.
So it provides critical capital for our members to buy homes, to purchase cars, to get to work and build their businesses.
Yeah.
And so one example of how it's benefiting our members. I just think of a story of Jeremy, who's one of our members who had been hired for a landscaping position, but he needed transportation to get to work.
Right.
And he had said that when he got out and tried to do things, he realized he needed credit to purchase the things that he needed. And so that's when he realized he needed to work on his credit. And he said, people don't trust you if you don't have credit. So he came to Hope to build his credit score. He was approved for a borrow and save loan, which is one of Hope's credit building products. And through financial counseling, he improved his score to above 600. Unfortunately, part of Jeremy's story is that he did fall into a predatory debt trap when he financed his used car through an out-of-state lender that was charging him 27% interest rate. And he could not keep pace with those payments. Again, he turned to Hope, where a financial navigator refinanced the vehicle, which saved him more than $10,000 in interest costs. And fortunately, Jeremy says he's now found a financial partner for life and is receiving home buying counseling and other assistance from Hope's mortgage team.
Okay, Mary Bruce, as you were talking, I'm thinking in my head, this is the perfect story of what credit unions are all about. Really, I don't want to say rescuing people, but really getting people out of a bad situation and putting them on the right steps to financial stability and eventually financial success. Man, I mean, that story alone is just the epitome of what credit unions are all about. And you guys are living it, sounds like day in and day out where you guys are. So this is fantastic stuff. And Carola, you know, how is this program a shining example of one of Pixel Spoke's core values? Because one of your core values is everybody wins. So how does that transfer to the credit union for success here?
Yeah, I mean, it really is a shining example, as you said. You know, I mentioned that we're actively seeking opportunities to vote with our dollars when it comes to our diversity, equity, and inclusion work. So this is a wonderful opportunity to do that. You know, we're really aware that, as Mary Bruce's story encapsulated perfectly, that a lack of access to capital for Black communities can be a really formative obstacle when it comes to racial and economic justice. I think of a recent example as the rollout of the payment, the PPP loans, the Payroll Protection Program loans rollout, and we just saw big banks prioritizing large companies over small and Black, Indigenous, and people of color-owned businesses. It's kind of a disastrous initial rollout there. Mm-hmm. I'm really glad that credit unions eventually stepped in and you know, really were the voice for small businesses and getting them access to those loans. But we're so excited about, you know, helping to bring capital to underserved communities. But we're also at Pixel Spoke, we're a worker-owned cooperative. So we love working with credit unions, you know, as part of that cooperative principle number six, cooperatives helping cooperatives,
yep,
or cooperation among cooperatives. So this seems like a really good way to live that cooperative principle. And we're always on the lookout for ways to live those principles as well.
Yeah.
And we see some everybody wins opportunities for other credit unions to participate in a program like this. You know, I don't know, maybe it's far-fetched, but perhaps they could consider offering high balance members access to some kind of program like this. You know, you think about it from a business standpoint, it always helps to have a business case for it. So if you have too many deposits, you know, finding another outlet for those deposits could help some credit unions improve their net worth. And then there's the all important community impact standpoint. And it seems like a really concrete way to support the financially underserved, which, as you said, Mike, is really the crux of what credit unions are all about. So it's definitely a win-win for us. And it seems like a true win-win opportunity for potentially credit unions as well.
Yeah, I love that term, voting with your dollars. So I really like that a lot. And Mary Bruce, so what's now, or how long has this program been, how, you know, when did you launch it and how long has it been in existence? And then what's next, how are you going to keep that momentum going?
Yeah. So we really started to launch at the beginning of 2020. And we envision really looking at these as part of our core deposits moving forward. And you know, the transformational deposit, as I said, it's a way that we, you know, we fuel our lending, and every dollar that we raise through the program goes mm-hmm. right to the community.
Mm-hmm.
And just last year, you know, after we launched this program, we originated more than 2,700 small business loans.
Wow.
Two-thirds of those were minority and women-owned businesses. And more than 200 of our mortgage loans were to we originated 200 mortgage loans last year, where 9 out of 10 were owned by people of color and 2 out of 3 were owned by women. So we, you know, looking into the future, we envision just, you know, continuing this work. really being focused and working in underserved communities. And, you know, over the next year, we anticipate an increase of our lending to borrowers of color, a 24% increase.
Wow. Good for you guys. How does it feel? I didn't have this question on my, this question just popped into my head, but this goes to both of you. How does it feel to be changing lives? Mary Bruce, what's it feel like to, you guys are literally changing lives right now as we speak. What's that feel like?
Yeah, I'm definitely, it's great to work at Hope Credit Union, and we definitely feel like we are making a difference. Very much looking to close the racial wealth gap, and I feel like we are making a difference, as you said. Mm-hmm.
Indeed. Carola, how does it feel to be involved in this program and helping change lives?
Yeah, again, I mean, I don't want to overstate our involvement in the program. We literally opened a money market account, but
any little bit, you know, it all helps.
But if you have a choice of opening a money market account somewhere where it's not making an impact and somewhere where it is, it definitely feels good to be on the impact side of things.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, that's got to be such a fantastic feeling. Lady,
you did do more than open a money market.
See, I knew there was something more there. I knew there was more. All right, ladies. Well, I'm sure you guys have lots and lots on your plate to do, and I don't want to keep you from your jobs, but any final words of wisdom here? Carol, I'll let you go first. Any final words of wisdom on this one?
We're just so excited to have found this program and be talking about it with other people. And, I know that working with credit unions, it's really easy to just kind of get swept up in the day-to-day of selling products and all of that, which is important for sure. But when we see an example of credit unions really going out of their way to live their mission and their vision and to make a true impact on people's lives, it's really inspiring for us. And it helps to reinforce why we do what we do.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why I love doing stories like this. It just kind of reinforces what's really important out there. Mary Bruce, any final words here to wrap up?
Yeah, sure. I'll just add, just kind of pointing a little bit back to what Carola said, at a moment when heightened attention across the country is focused on racial justice, investments like a transformational deposit is truly, it's a tangible action that corporations and individuals can take to narrow the Black white wealth gap. So thank you, Carola, for the leadership from PixelSpoke, and Michael, thank you for this opportunity to discuss the transformational deposit program.
Oh, this is fantastic. My pleasure. Yeah, the honor is all mine. So we're gonna definitely get this out there and spread the word, and maybe so this will snowball to other areas of the country as well. So you guys I think you guys are onto something here. So look forward to seeing it continue to grow. All right, ladies. Well, thank you again for your time, and the work you all are doing is nothing short of stellar. So keep it up. Okay. Well done.
Thanks so much.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.